It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. So glad to see you. I've just stopped by my doctor's office and asked him if he would give me some things. I've been thinking about injections. Yep. Thinking about them again. When I was a little boy, I had to have so many different injections. And I used to ask the doctor if I could play with the thing that he used. This is called a syringe. I want to show you something. With that little cap on there, now listen to the noise it makes. Hear how it goes, pop, pop. Some people can do it like this. Yeah. There. Okay. And this is cotton. And usually the doctor takes some cotton and puts some alcohol on it. That. And after you've rolled up your sleeve or whatever it is, you put that right on like that. And if you blow on that, it feels very cool after the doctor's put on the alcohol. I'll show you. Whee, that's cool. Because of evaporation. And usually after the doctor is finished with the injection, he takes the needle and takes it right off and throws it away. And sometimes gives you the syringe. I remember I used to go home after an injection, and sometimes I'd just take a pillow, go like that with a pillow, just give it an injection. Do you ever do that? Well, I think it'd be fun to ask Picture Picture if it knows what these three things are. Okay? Let's ask it. Picture Picture on the wall, will you kindly show us all what this is? It knows. Syringe. It's a strange word, isn't it? Syringe. Okay, Picture Picture. The next thing. Could you kindly show us all what this is? Good. Cotton. 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 Now let's see if it knows what this is. Alcohol. Picture, picture on the wall. Would you kindly show us all what this is? What? C2H5OH. That's the way some people write alcohol. That's a scientific way. It's a shorthand way. Could you spell out alcohol for us, Picture Picture? Alcohol. And so it is. Okay, thank you very much, Picture Picture. I was wondering, maybe we could ask Picture Picture to show us the last time that I had an injection myself. On the wall, could you kindly show us all the last time I had an injection at the doctor's office? Could you do that? Oh, good, there's the nurse. Mm-hmm. And there I came in, and the nurse took my jacket. And I rolled up my sleeve and doctor came in, and he's getting ready now. He's getting the syringe ready. He studied a long time to learn how to do that and to do it well. There, he put that alcohol on my arm. And in goes the stuff to make me feel good, to keep me well. And I roll down the sleeve. Shake hands with the doctor. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome, says Picture Picture. Well, that was the last time I had an injection. Mm-hmm. Yours might have been like that. I've got a couple dolls here in the hutch that look like doctor and nurse. Nurse, say hello to doctor. Hello. Doctor, say hello to nurse. Hello. How would you two like an injection? Okay, we can pretend that anyway. Nurse, you first. Sometimes you get an injection in the arm, sometimes in the back. That's yours. For the doctor. In the back. There you are. Good. Dolls, you know, aren't exactly like people. Because they can come apart. People don't come apart. You know, all of our parts are all one piece. Yeah, because everything grows together in people. Our noses, our ears, our arms, hands, fingers, everything. Everything grows together because we're all one piece. Your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your arms grow as your ears grow as your nose grows as the rest of you grows just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your hands grow as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your fingers grow as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your legs grow as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your feet grow as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Everything grows together because you're all one piece. Your toes grow as your feet grow, as your legs grow, as your fingers grow, as your hands grow, as your arms grow, as your ears grow, as your nose grows, as the rest of you grows, just because you're all one piece. Yes, you're all one piece. Don't you agree? Right. Fish, too. Fish are all one piece. So we'll just give our fish a little food. Fish, how are you today? I bet you never had an injection, did you? Injections feel like little pinches. What'd you say? Oh, the traffic light. Thank you very much. Hello? Miss Polificate, how are you today? Yes, you've had them too. Well, almost everybody gets injections once in a while. Oh, Coach Saunders in the gymnasium. Yep, we'd like very much to come see him. All right, we will exercise with him and the king. Count to 13. You ready to count to 13? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 to the gymnasium.
You're doing very well, Your Majesty.
Thank you. I like this one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Certainly good for the hips.
Very good.
Yeah. Very, very well done, Your Majesty.
Have another exercise?
Oh, I certainly do have another exercise. This time we'll put our hands just about here.
Yeah.
And then we'll take one arm and put it way out here.
Yeah.
And back. The other arm out.
Yeah.
And back.
Oh, good.
You like to try that with me?
Yes, thank you.
All right, let me move over just a little bit. All right? Here we go. And that's certainly togetherness, isn't it?
Beautiful.
You've improved a lot, Your Majesty.
It's from practice, you know.
Practice makes perfect.
Oh, hello, you boys. What are you doing?
We're exercising, Lady Elaine. Now, no foolishness here.
Whatever makes you think that I'd be foolish?
Sometimes you can be upsetting, Lady Elaine.
How are you, dear?
Oh, fine, Lady Elaine. Now, are you doing all right?
Yes. Say, can you boys do upside-down exercises?
Upside-down?
Yes, like this.
Gee, that's great.
You like it?
Yeah, how do you do that, Lady Elaine?
I do it with my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Like that.
Well, for goodness, do you think I could do that?
Well, sure. You just decide what kind of an exercise you want to do.
All right. Let's see. How about this?
Oh, that should be a good one. All right, now, I'll flick my boomerang, toomerang, sumerang whenever you're ready. You just tell me when you're ready.
All right, I'll say okay now.
All right.
All right. Okay. Now. Gee, this is tremendous.
Oh, you look wonderful that way.
Yeah. King Friday, would you like to try this?
Yes, King Friday, wouldn't you like to try it?
Well, how can I be sure that you won't leave me upside down, Lady Elaine?
Oh, you mean forever?
I could, you know.
Yes, I know you could.
Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang. Now, you're right side up.
I think I'll not try it today, Lady Elaine.
Ah, go ahead and be a good sport. Coach Saunders was a good sport.
Will you bring me right side up when I ask you, Lady Elaine?
Of course I will, the very first time you ask.
All right, then. I'll do my wraparounds, Coach Saunders.
Very good. That's a good one.
Like this, you see. Now, I'll tell you when. Ready? Go! You see, I'm doing my wraparounds upside down. Now, I'm going to tell you when to turn me right side up, Lady Elaine. Now! There, good. Oh, that really was very, very nice.
Well, now I'll just do all of us together. Boomerang, toomerang, sumerang.
But we're not ready for this one, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I don't like the kind. I don't like the kind when you have to get ready.
And I don't like the kind I'm not ready for, Lady Elaine.
Oh, that's the kind I like best.
Well, yes, but you're always ready, Lady Elaine, because you have the boomerang. Now, how about turning us right side up?
All right, spoil sports. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Uh-oh, we're still upside down.
Don't tell me it didn't work. Boomerang, toomerang, soomerang.
Oh, Lady Elaine, do something else. Turn us right side up, Lady Elaine.
What's going on in here?
Oh, well,
Lady Elaine was showing us how she turns things upside down, and she turned us upside down, and now she can't turn us right side up.
But the whole neighborhood is upside down.
You mean everything?
That's right, Uncle Friday. Well, what can we do, Lady Elaine?
Oh, some sand, dear. That's it. That's all I can think of. Get some sand right away.
Just plain sand, Lady Elaine?
That's it, and hurry.
I'll be right back.
Hurry,
you
yes.
want to come with me?
Yes, I'll follow you.
You see, Fairchild, I told you I didn't feel like it today.
Well, it's always worked before.
Oh, well, what good will sand do?
Boomerang, toomerang, soomerangs just love the sand, dear.
I didn't know that.
Well, you learn something old every day.
Oh,
here's the sand. What should we do with it?
All right, just take the boomerang, toomerang, soomerang out of my hand.
Yes.
And put it in the sand and stand it straight up. I mean, point it straight down or whatever you want. Now.
Just like that?
That's it. Now sprinkle some sand on it.
Here, let me help you.
Sprinkling? Good. Mm-hmm. Now everybody say boomerang, toomerang, soomerang all together.
Boomerang,
toomerang,
soomerang.
It didn't work, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I forgot one thing.
And what was that?
We're supposed to say, boomerang, toomerang, soomerang, help.
All right, you start us, Lady Elaine, so we all come in together.
Right.
Boomerang, toomerang,
soomerang,
help!
Oh.
Phew. Isn't sand a wonderful thing?
Yes, it is.
It surely is. Hmm.
Now that will do with boomerangs in this castle. Just leave it in the sand.
But it was fun when it worked, right? Don't you think? I mean, you did your wraparounds and all.
Maybe so. But I'd rather you kept it outside, close to the sand.
Oh, all right. How about a little sandbox for me, myself? At someplace else.
Lady Aberlin, will you see to that for Fairchild?
Yes, Uncle Friday. And I do think that a large sandbox in the neighborhood would be quite helpful.
Exactly.
Yes.
You ladies may tend to that right now.
Well, I was just trying to liven up your exercises, boys.
Exercising is lively enough, Lady Elaine. Come, Coach Saunders, my friend. We shall go to the R room for refreshment. I feel the need of it right now. Well, you girls go off together.
Goodbye, Uncle Friday.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
It certainly is nice to be right side up again, Your Majesty.
It certainly is. You and I to the R room now.
Very good, sir.
Right side up, R room.
Right side up.
I really think that Lady Elaine wanted just to be pleasant today. I don't think she wanted to hurt anybody. And of course, that can happen only in make-believe, can't it? Can't it, Mrs. Rubin? Look who came in while we were in make-believe.
You're right, Mr. Rogers.
You just can't go boomerang, toomerang, soomerang and have something go upside down here, can you?
No, but there are things you can do.
Sure are. What are these things?
Well, these are things that my doctor gave me the last time I went to visit him. He had some extras, so he said maybe I could use them with my friends.
Great.
So I showed them to my friends.
Uh-huh, and what did they do with them?
They just had so many ideas that I sat and learned.
Good. We learn a lot from children, don't we?
We certainly do. I wonder if I could show you some of them.
Please do.
Okay. One of the ideas that a 4-year-old girl had was to take a cotton swab and stick it into some ink and use it to paint with.
On a tongue depressor.
On a tongue depressor.
It's a good idea.
And of course we can use the tongue depressor in many ways. Somebody who was 6 decided to build with a tongue depressor. And somebody else, who was four, decided to make a collage by pasting the compressor on a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else, who was a six-year-old girl, decided that she liked the way a piece of gauze looked. You know, the gauze that people put on their cuts and bruises?
Mm-hmm.
And she took the piece of gauze and a little bit of paste, and she stuck it on a piece of paper, just like that.
Boy, you can make a big picture with these things, can't you?
You can make all kinds of things. Would you like to try too?
Yeah, could I?
Okay, I'll have fun over here, and you can have fun over there.
All right. Let's see, you said that you can...
There are bandages.
I like some of that.
For very big cuts, very little cuts. And this is a bandage for a very big cut.
You know what I think whenever I see a bandage on somebody?
No, what do you think?
Well, if it's on that person's finger, I always think, there may be a bandage there, but I know the finger's underneath.
Which is a good thing to remember. Did you ever see adhesive tape that some people use when they put gauze on a wound or a cut? It comes in all different sizes.
Yeah, that's great.
And you can paint on that too. In fact, if you use the other end of a swab, like a seven-year-old boy did, you could make a very thin line.
All
I think I'll make a
thing.
Thin line like that over here, because that's kind of thin. But the thing that my friends enjoyed the most was, guess what?
Oh, the injection syringe.
Right.
What'd they do with that?
Well, they made a noise.
Oh, I like to make that noise.
And then they took off the end, which has the needle on it, and they made pictures. This way, by getting some ink in the syringe, and then going like this.
Oh, boy. You need a lot of papers down when you do that.
You certainly do. But it's a lot of fun to be able to squirt it out. Oh, you're having a good time, aren't you?
Yeah.
Of course, when you're finished using this to paint with, you can always stick it in something. You could do the same thing with the tongue depressor, and maybe make it kind of a sculpture.
That's clay, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's just a piece of clay, but you could stick it into a piece of styrofoam or a piece of clay or Play-Doh. Anything that would hold it.
I was trying to make a person, sort of.
Can I see it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a very happy person, isn't it?
Well, at least on the outside it is.
Sometimes what shows on the outside is what people feel on the inside. You know, when the doctor gives you the shot and he puts that alcohol on,
mm-hmm,
and he goes like that,
yeah,
that's fun to do with a piece of cotton. My three-year-old friend loved to do that, and then she painted with it.
Oh, that's cotton painting.
Mm-hmm. Cotton painting, swab painting, stick painting, syringe painting. So many ideas.
Your friends always have good ideas.
They certainly do. And I've got to go back and learn some more because I promised to visit some of them this afternoon to give them another chance to work with these supplies.
Oh, good. Well, thanks for bringing these by.
Well, you're very welcome.
Just ideas for you, ladies and gentlemen. Just ideas. You have lots of your own. Make whatever you like. Sure. With whatever materials you've got.
Everything can say something.
Will you leave those for us?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Come back, Mrs. Rubin.
Thank you, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye. Bye. Have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Hey, there's Lady Everlyn. Come up, Lady Everlyn.
Hi, Mr. Rogers.
How are you?
All right.
Everything right side up in make-believe now?
The sand seemed to help.
Yeah. I really don't think that Lady Elaine wanted to hurt people today.
Oh, I don't either. No, I don't. She's just been getting better altogether, Lady Elaine has.
Did you get her a sandbox yet?
Well, I'm working on it.
Yeah. Well, if there's ever anything that you need from us, just stop by.
Grand, I will, Mr. Rogers.
We'll give you whatever we have.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks.
Bye. Bye, Lady Aberlin. Okay, nurse and doctor, here you go. Say goodbye to our friends. Do you have a special place that you keep your toys? Do you? It's almost time for me to go off for today. We've done a lot of things, haven't we? Let's just try together and say boomerang, toomerang, sumerang, like that. You see, it doesn't happen here. Just make believe. I like make-believe, but I like here even better. I like our visits together. Because you're such a special person to me. Guess when we will be together again? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. 4, 2, 1, 2. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is happy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. Maybe we'll think about sand tomorrow. Okay? See you then. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.